On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja. Some breaking news this hour. A man who murdered his baby son in Broadstairs has been jailed for life. Nicola has the details for KMFM.
6-week-old Mackenzie Ellis was rushed to hospital in July last year after Lee Vernon called emergency services saying his son was unconscious. The little boy died 3 days later. At the time, the 21-year-old claimed his son had accidentally fallen from his grip and hit himself on the arm of a sofa before falling to the floor. But medical experts found Mackenzie had suffered multiple injuries on at least two occasions. Vernon's been told he's got to serve a minimum of 16 years.
KMFM News.
It's feared up to 4,500 jobs could go at Npower in a move described by unions as a cruel blow. Just weeks before Christmas, the energy giant has announced plans to restructure its UK business, saying it's facing unprecedented challenges. Most of its sites across the country will close. Its parent company, Innogy, which is owned by E.ON, has released a statement. Sky City editor Mark Kleinman has more details.
What they've said is that most of Npower's existing business will be migrated across to E.ON's platforms, and that will effectively leave most of Npower's business redundant.
Police investigating a robbery at John Lewis in Ashford have released CCTV images of three men they want to speak to. Several people were threatened and four smartphones were stolen from the shop last Wednesday evening. You can see the pictures at kentonline.co.uk. A lorry carrying more than 24 tonnes of meat is being recovered after overturning on the M20. It happened in the early hours of this morning on the Junction 11 roundabout for Hythe. The coastbound entry slip road has been closed. Stay with KMFM for travel updates. Meantime, traffic's been building in Ashford as shoppers make their way to the designer outlets for Black Friday sales. There are delays on the A2042 and Norman Road. It's understood the outlet's internal car park is full. More staff have been brought in to guide shoppers and drivers. And the new Bishop of Dover will be officially installed at Canterbury Cathedral tomorrow. Rose Hudson-Wilkin will lead religious operations across most of Kent. The 58-year-old grew up in Jamaica and is the first black woman to become a Church of England bishop. She says it's a great step forward.
What the church has done is something magnificent, not for me, but for the millions of black people in this country who have not seen that sight. You know, I took a phone call from someone yesterday, and he says, "You don't know me, but I want you to know how proud you have made us."
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Arsenal have sacked head coach Unai Emery after a run of seven games without a win. Despite leading them to the Europa League final last season, he failed to secure them a Champions League return. Assistant Freddie Ljungberg will take responsibility for the first team on an interim basis. That's the latest. Next update at 2.